South Dakota, Steve Sutera. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. It's a nice, cool, cloudy morning. We're looking for some sunshine down here.
Yeah, I heard. So we got some rain. How much you got here lately?
You know, it's unbelievable. The last 2 days, we've had a little over 5 inches of rain again, right kind of where I live, closer to the river. As you get farther north of us here towards that Scotland area and up in there, I know some of those folks have had upwards in that 9 to 10 inches. Just way too wet now to do anything in the field.
So, Steve, what's going to happen now? Are you going to be able to even get out to harvest this fall in some of these areas?
It's going to depend on what the weather does here. You know, a lot of land around here is somewhat rolling, so, you know, some of those fields, you know, will drain and we'll be able to get into some of those. But where some of the land is a little bit flatter and water isn't able to find its way out, it's going to be a real challenge for those folks to get some harvesting done. A lot of guys were cutting silage right now, you know, that, of course, is going to be held up. The corn, you know, is kind of all over the place. What was planted early, you know, and for us, early was about the first week of May. You know, that corn is, you know, pretty much brown, and the ears are hanging down. Its corn's dented and coming along real nice. But there was corn planted early in June yet, and that corn is just as green as can be. So we're kind of all over the board with corn.
So they're talking about a frost on October 2nd. Are you guys going to have your, your crop matured by that time?
That's hard to say. You know, there's a lot of beans. As I look across the field, you know, I'm seeing some beans starting to, you know, turn color, and even, you know, you see some brown where there parts of it, you know, would go to harvest probably shortly here, but there's also fields that are really green yet, and it's amazing, you know, they weren't planted that far apart, maybe a week or 10 days, but that much difference in planting time has made a big difference now, and if we were to get a frost the first part of October, I don't know if those beans would be far enough along yet. Really a strange year for us. You know, you'd think everything would keep on maturing as it should with all the moisture we've had, but it seems like in some places it actually kind of slowed it down.
You know, it's kind of funny because we've had, well, beans don't go so much in the growing degree days, but they do go on the day length, and sometimes they start maturing a little earlier than what they might if even
not. Yeah, you know, and I remember many a times, you know, we'd get to that first week of September and we'd see the leaves turning color and so on. And for some of the guys that were able to get some beans in earlier, and by early, I'm saying, you know, middle of May was really pushing it. More towards the end of May is when a lot of beans got planted. You know, those are coming along okay. But if somebody was pushing and getting beans planted, you know, the first or second week of June, those need more time. They're starting to turn, but, you know, if we had a frost here early, I definitely it would hurt it some. How much, it's hard to say.
So is your corn moving along, though, or is it going to be too dry for them to probably cut it for silage now when it dries up, they can get in the field?
You know, there again, you know, if it was coming along okay, guys were getting the silage cut, field conditions were in pretty good shape. Everybody was, I'm not saying everybody was able to get out, because I've heard of a lot of stories and situations where, you know, trucks and cutters were getting stuck out in the field and so on. But, you know, a lot of guys did get their silage up. If some of them were waiting to put some of this wetter corn, you know, this later planted corn, that, of course, didn't get cut yet. That will be the big challenge now is, you know, what will happen with that. It might be such a thing as we'll have to wait for a frost, and then hopefully everybody can quick get out there and get it harvested before it dries up too much.
Well, and then probably some high-moisture corn they want to put up, that might be a problem too as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, there are a few guys that were doing that I saw farther north of us where crops were maturing a little quicker, but down here, if there's any, there's just very few. The yields on the corn is going to be tremendous if it, you know, if we get it dried down and can get out there to harvest it all. I mean, it looks really good. but it's just field conditions are going to be the challenge now.
Any concern with all that moisture that maybe some of those stalks might be getting kind of, might have some stalk rot or anything in there that you might see some lodging later on?
You know, haven't seen a lot of that. You know, we haven't had a lot of wind this fall, you know, so I don't know. What I've seen so far, it looks really good. The plants, you know, the stalks look really strong, and haven't seen or heard. I've talked to anyone who said that's going to be an issue. I think the corn, you know, is in pretty good shape in terms of the health of the plant, and even when it dries down, it should stay standing pretty good. Obviously, we're looking at, you know, for some folks, hopefully we can get, you know, later into the fall and freeze the ground and get some of that corn out, because I don't know how, you know, it's just too wet otherwise.
You know, they're talking about a cool October, maybe a warmer November, so that doesn't sound like an early freeze-up, so I don't know, Steve.
No, it sounds like just kind of the opposite of what we need. We need some really warm days now to really dry things out, mature things, and then start cooling things down. But, you know, it's amazing what a few weeks of no rain weather can do for us. Of course, this last go around, we had really warm temperatures, you know, pushing 90s several days with some wind, and that really is amazing how it was drying fields, and even guys were getting, you know, there was an awful lot of hay being cut here in the last few weeks because, you know, they just couldn't get to it before. You know, what didn't get cut certainly isn't going to at this point anymore. It's just way too wet out in those fields. So, you know, now the big push will be for the grain harvest.
And you probably have pretty wet soils down there before you got this rain, so not a lot of places for it to go, huh?
Yeah, you know, it was pretty wet in places. You know, it wasn't, I don't know how long ago it was, like maybe 10 days or 2 weeks ago, just north of us here. They got, you know, got another big rain of, you know, 4 to 5 inches. And so I drove up on that area just a couple days ago, and it's just extremely wet around there. I mean, there's just water standing everywhere where it can hold water. So those people are, you know, it's a big concern. I don't know how, you know, how harvest is going to proceed with fields as wet as they are.
Well, the bean fields should dry out a little bit if we get some wind and some rain.
Right.
But, you know, that crop isn't using any moisture now, but corn may take a little longer.
Right, you know, the bean canopy kind of is disappearing, and so air can get in there, but the corn, you know, is pretty tall, and so air movement through there. Although, you know, the fields, as they're maturing now, you see the up and down again, you know, more so because you can start seeing through there. There's, you know, there were a lot of wet spots that, you know, the corn just was either stunted or drowned out totally, and so there's just going to be a lot of this turning and maneuvering around in fields and doing what you can. I guess that's the best we can do it.
Well, not a lot of problems with the corn or the beans this year with any insects or diseases, and the wheat is probably the biggest, but now you got moisture to deal with. It seems like you guys go from
right.
One thing to another down there.
Right. You know, and unfortunately, you know, for the farmers, the price outlook, there just isn't a lot of hope there. I mean, it's just... got to get that crop out and get it in. I mean, you certainly can't afford to leave it out there because the expense of putting it in and all the inputs is just, it's pretty overwhelming when you start thinking about it. So.
Well, especially some of the corn, because they may want to bend their beans and maybe use some of their corn to get some cash to pay off some of those bills. And
right.
If you can't get in there to get it out, that's going to be kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think the big thing, another thing too, is, you know, we have a fair amount of wheat that gets planted down here, and I don't know, you know, yeah, it'll be late for some of these beans coming out, and how late guys will want to put wheat in, that'll be another issue and concern to deal with.
Well, I talked to Nathan Mueller, and you know Nathan down in Nebraska, and he was saying that he's seeing more acres of wheat going in this year because of the bean price, and can you see
right.
that down there if you can?
You know, if they can get out there, I thought maybe we'd see some of these We have a lot of prevented planted acres, and a lot of guys were able to get out there and either do some tillage and get weed control, and you know, I'm sure most of those guys are looking at, you know, plowing with corn or beans again next year, but, you know, and now even a wheat crop out there is going to be impossible because those acres are so saturated and wet, it'll take a long time for things to dry out. So.
Well, Steve, we did have the sun break out here for about 5 minutes, and that was about the extent of it. So, but hopefully you get some sunshine and get a little breeze, not too much wind, but dry that stuff off.
Yeah. It says it's supposed to, you know, later this afternoon, we're supposed to see the sunshine and have a nice weekend. You know, temperature-wise, it'll be much cooler, but we just get the sun out, and with the wind, it's amazing how much drying will take on.
And that sun's still pretty strong yet. Steve, thank you for joining us, and good luck down there this fall. Okay, thanks, Steve.
We'll catch you later.
Okay, thanks, Steve. And that's Steve Sutton.